Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, I hope you're hungry, because today we got a plate of sizzling, hot, exciting, juicy celebrity news to dish out to y'all.
Yeah.
But first, back on the scene, crispy and clean, our L.A. family's back in the building. What up, Heidi and Frank?
Hello. Look at this place.
We remodeled. Yes. We had to take a break because we had to remodel the place.
And yeah. I love it.
Extreme home makeover in full effect in both studios. Yeah.
We just moved the bus. Now look at it.
Getting some money.
Well, later, Lady Gaga might still get an Oscar this weekend, but she has one less engagement to look forward to. And also, Malia Obama got caught out there, but a Clinton has her back. We'll tell you more about that. But first, Brad, what's going on in your square?
Ooh, child, can we say scandalous? Because after 2 years of dating and the birth of their daughter, true Khloe Kardashian has finally thrown the deuces to Tristan Thompson, y'all, once and for all.
Wow, really?
Oh, God, let's just see. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, follow me close on this kid's story.
Honey.
Okay, so the pro NBA player was caught cheating with Kylie Jenner's best friend, model Jordan Woods. And get this, she's not just best friends with Khloe's little sister. Jordan once modeled for Khloe's Good American Clothing.
I remember that.
And just last September, Khloe and Tristan attended Jordan's 21st birthday party.
Show nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Now, listen to this, y'all. The sources are confirming that Tristan and Jordan attended a house party Sunday night and were all over each other making out.
Yep.
And honey, Khloe immediately found out and broke up with him. And once the story broke, Tristan took to Instagram and posted fake news and eventually deleted the tweet.
I mean, it is hard to believe that an NBA player would sleep around.
Right? What, 27? Multi-million?
Yeah, we know they have great morals.
Okay. Well, y'all, friends of the Kardashian clan are backing up the story, though, and even Khloe herself commented with 8 shouting emojis to a video about the cheating. What y'all think?
I'm glad he's gone. He should have been gone the first time that he cheated, but here's the thing, and I don't condone cheating, but at least if you're going to cheat on me, have the decency to do it on the down low. No one knows. You're doing it right out in front of friends and family, making me look like a fool.
Not even that. The fact that you would cheat with someone so close to me.
In the family,
it wasn't long ago. I think this Jordan posted a picture and Khloe's all in the comments like, go girl, you look good. I mean, they were actually friends.
But it's obvious, honey, that he never liked Khloe, number one. When she had that baby and he cheated, he was trying to let her know, I don't want to be bothered with you. Secondly, what goes around comes around, because Kylie cheated with Tiger. Mm-hmm. Tiger was going with Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna was friends with them, and she cheated them. So, honey, it happens in the family. What goes around comes around.
See,
honey.
Y'all all engulfed in this story because it was supposed to be this way. It is set up for us to be talking about it. Their ratings last season were not too great. Why would Tristan go somewhere with somebody so close to the family? And just coincidentally, there's a blogger in there that saw everything.
Yeah.
And they took the phones and all of that like that.
I don't blame Tristan. I blame the script writers.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cupid, his nemesis anyway, made an appearance in Hollywood after Valentine's Day because Lady Gaga ended her engagement with her fiancé, Christian Carino. Now, speculation of the breakup started when Lady Gaga did not wear her engagement ring to the Grammys. She also didn't thank him in her acceptance speech.
Oh, so that don't mean none. She could just be mad at him on the way over there or something like that.
That during A Star is Born, she actually fell in love with Bradley Cooper. I think that she's not that great of an actress because, I mean, they had great chemistry, but I think that might have been true love in her eyes, and she is done with her fiancé, obviously, because of it.
Frank, you're right. The way she's been looking at him, you ain't in acting mode.
Like, Bradley Cooper is like the Erykah Badu of acting. If you stay at him long enough, y'all kind of go together.
So a source told People magazine, quote, "It just didn't work out. Relationships sometimes end. The pair split a bit ago. There's no long dramatic story." So I think now with what Frank said there, that maybe, yes, she is in love with Bradley Cooper. Maybe she can't do anything about it because he's with Irina Shayk, but she at least let her know that Christian Carino wasn't the one.
Hell yeah, you can tell. Look how cold-blooded that press release is. Yeah. I mean, it just, things just happen. It is what it is.
Yeah, they didn't even do "We Will Always Love Each Other."
Not even irreconcilable differences. Okay. It is what it is.
Not even a conscious uncoupling.
Well, y'all, it seems like these clothing brands keep getting in the hot water.
Oh, man.
And Burberry is the latest brand to face backlash after a hoodie design with a noose tied around the neck was displayed during London's Fashion Week. Oh. Now, take a look at this.
Oh, man. Now, this is some bull.
It's all shake, right? So this, of course, set a lot of people off and caused the uproar on social media that the company had to remove the item from its collection and give out a public apology. Now, Marco Gobetti, Burberry's chief executive officer, said in a statement, "We are deeply sorry for the distress caused by one of these products.
They all are.
Though the design was inspired by the marine theme that ran throughout the collection, it was insensitive. We made a mistake."
No, but here's the thing. I mean, there's certain things that we've called out that were obvious. Why, was there somebody in the room who didn't want to raise their hand and say, "Hey, I see something wrong with this," or that person's never listened to?
Yeah, and let's be frank.
Okay.
At this point, there's no mistaking that, yes, they can tie things all kind of ways, right? But we know that this is now a trend for these brands to put out offensive things to offend people, to get attention, and then turn around and give a fake-ass apology. This is just what they're doing right now.
And so
the person in the room who's saying, "Oh, well, we shouldn't use that design," it's really the publicist saying, "Let's offend them because the black people are only protesting for so long, and then we'll be right back on top." So what we got to do as black people is like protest and really not spend the money on the brand again.
Portia, I need to say something right now because I have to say it here. So I got your invitation to your baby shower, right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
And it's a chick thing.
It's only for women.
And I already sent your gift out for baby PJ.
It's not a noose, is it?
No. I just want you to know that I sent it out before this story broke.
It's not a turtleneck.
It's a burr bib.
Oh, my
it's
God.
A burberry bib.
Heidi, oh, my God. You know, you just reminded me. That's probably the number one gift for babies is Burberry.
Yep.
Ugh.
Oh, it's a joke.
PJ don't know nothing about this story.
Okay.
She's innocent.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, moving on, Dolly Parton's brushing off some rumors about her sexuality once again. Now, much like, you know, Oprah and Gail, best friends, there's been some rumors.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dolly Parton has a best friend as well. Her name is Judy Ogle, and they grew up together. But here's the thing. She recently did an interview with The Sun and told reporters, "I am not a lesbian for the 100th time." Some people say that because you can't really have a great relationship with a woman. "I'm not gay, but I have so many gay friends and I accept everybody for who they are." Dolly Parton.
I actually believe her because at this stage, Dolly Parton is huge in the gay community. You go to her shows. I've been to many of her shows. It's a huge gay audience.
I'm going to need to see a picture of Judy Ogle. Do we have a picture of Judy Ogle before
Judy?
I decide if Dolly's gay or
Frank.
Not?
There
you
see it?
Oh, yeah, she's gay.
Judy might be, but I don't think Dolly is.
Oh, you're not going to have a friend for 64 years who's gay and you're not. She's gay.
Yeah, she's gay. Ooh, yeah, she's gay. No, what it is people don't like for you to be somebody's friends for decades on decades. And when they see you too close with a woman for so long, then they want to call you gay.
And that's the tragedy because it seems like most women fall out after a while, like with each other. And like a lot of times you're not used to seeing women be friends for long periods of time.
Which is sad. It's sad, but it is.
It's because you have that dirt on each other that you both did. You both scissored.
It is sad though because it's true with women. Like we can dance on a dance floor together.
Sure,
no one's thinking they're gay. We go to the bathroom holding hands, running to the bathroom together. No one.
You can
Bill
motorboat each other.
Yeah, sure?
We're not thinking you're gay. We're hoping you're gay.
All right. Up next, honey, find out what married reality star might be hooking up with a much younger man. We'll be right back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
So, you guys, we have got a smash alert. So, it looks like while her husband is locked away, Teresa Giudice is out, honey. And
that's
she
right.
On a play, child, with a younger boy toy.
As
oh,
she
my
should.
God. Ooh, what, Portia?
Let's get on into it.
Okay, so the married Real Housewife of New Jersey was spotted out in Miami holding hands with a 26-year-old realtor, Blake Schreck, y'all. Oh. And it looked like more than friends, darling, as he was spotted with his hands placed strategically on her booty.
Oh. What?
Looks like Teresa is living her best life. With a young tenderoni, baby. Now, we all know that her hubby, Juicy Joe, is in a New Jersey prison and is expected to be deported back to his native country, Italy. So it would be hard for them to maintain a long-distance marriage, right? So, is Teresa really cheating on him?
We know that she's been standing by his side, and she has not said yet publicly whether she's going to leave him or not.
She might
have made the decision already to just let him go on. So maybe it's not cheating.
Well, she needs to go ahead and officially divorce him then. But I'm not mad at her, because my thing is, Joey's in jail, honey. You know he's probably getting something in jail. So, I mean, hey. So
oh, my God.
Especially a name like Juicy Joe. If people know Juicy Joe is on cell block A, cell block A is rejoicing.
That's his nickname from his wife.
Well, but no, he's Juicy in jail, honey.
And if he go to jail as Joe and come out nicknamed Juicy Joe, that's an issue, okay?
Well, we all know that women have dating rules, like the guy must open the car door, pay for the first date. You know, that's basic stuff. You got to do
that.
But it seems like guys also have dating rules, too. And Cleveland Indians baseball player Trevor Bauer has some controversial first date rules that he lives by that's going to either make people love him or hate him.
Uh-oh.
Cool Trevor said this. I got three rules. One, no feelings. As soon as I sense you're developing feelings, I'm going to cut it off because I'm not interested in a relationship and I'm emotionally unavailable. Hey. And the number two was no social media post about me while we're together because private life stays private. Okay? And three, I sleep with other people, and I'm going to continue to sleep with other people. If you're not okay with that, we won't sleep together, and that's perfectly fine. But we can be perfectly polite, platonic friends.
That bastard could go to hell.
In my head, he's the boss.
He is.
That's stupid. What you doing, just having screw buddies?
But here's the thing. You always complain that dudes lie. This dude is telling you straight from the gate what he is about and how he gets down.
I don't want you to tell me that, then, damn it. Just let me find out. That's a bunch of
No, don't let me find out, because now you're going to hurt my feelings. Because, see, I'm trying to date to have feelings for you.
There is some woman who read that interview right now and is like, I knew Mr. Perfect would come along.
He's a baseball player. He probably could say this type of stuff and still get a woman.
Absolutely.
You know, because they trying to date the check anyway, dude. They ain't dating you.
Yeah, because that is a check, baby. That's a good check.
That's baseball guaranteed.
That's better than football, honey.
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't want no social media, honey. I don't want no feeling.
I have to agree with the social media one.
Well, the social media one.
I'm sure he has no problem finding people, but the coldest thing ever got to be when, like, a girl tells him that she loves him, and he'd be like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
And then he leaves and you never see him again.
Yes.
The no feelings rule.
But guys like this, they the ones who end up falling in love. And the girl be like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
now you said you were sleeping with other people and you don't catch feelings.
Yeah,
so you need to go ahead since you in love. I don't want to be in love with nobody.
Like,
it's going to backfire on his ass.
If there was ever a version, like, if there was ever, like, a gentrified version of Boomerang to be done, this guy should be the star of it. Because he's like, he's white Marcus.
He is. He really is.
Marcus.
Up next, former first daughter Chelsea Clinton says, back off to the trolls bullying Malia Obama. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We are already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, it seems like 20-year-old Malia Obama definitely knows how to wind down. She was spotted poolside with a friend enjoying an $80 bottle of Whispering Angel Rosé wine.
Made me thirsty.
That's expensive Angel. From the store, $80.
Yeah, because the stuff I buy is usually $14.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, these photos went viral, and unfortunately, a lot of people on the internet attacked Malia for her behavior, despite the fact that she was doing what normal people do,
right,
enjoying their life. But amongst all the negativity, one of the people that came to her rescue shocked a lot of people, and that person is Chelsea Clinton. Now, she's the daughter of Hillary and Bill Clinton, and she took to Twitter and wrote, "Malia Obama is a private citizen. No parts of her life should be anyone's clickbait."
Boom.
All right, bitch, clickbait.
And she would understand, being that she's been spotted, doing whatever, and people always in her personal life, like, yes, leave her the hell alone.
And she's chilling with her wine. She wasn't getting, like, Bush Twins level of drunk.
Like, I think she looked classy, almost like a damn commercial.
It does.
What kind is it again?
Okay.
Whispering Angel, honey. I'm going to have to go look for that one, honey.
Yeah.
Do you realize how many people are going to buy this wine now?
Yeah,
because it's the official wine of Malia Obama.
Right. And she got the label turned around, so I'm like, let me see.
I wonder who's going to be the first brave rapper to rap about it. on the guy's side.
Yeah, but the thing is, but her daddy was the president, though.
And her daddy
smoked cigarettes, too.
Yeah, but I mean, that portion of all...
So?
Your grandfather was a civil rights leader.
Yes.
You could not go out there and do all kind of crazy stuff.
My granddaddy had a drink, too.
Well, he may have had a drink, but we didn't hear about you being
drunk. As a matter of fact, I think we like the same thing.
Fell out all over the place before she had P.J. O'Hennessy. Oh. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I think most of those civil rights leaders, like, probably smoke and drink.
Don't get it twisted.
Portia used to twerk on video.
Oh my God. She in Ludacris video.
She in a bunch of people video.
Honey, I would just give
you. You used to just twerk here for us, did
we? Not twerk for y'all.
Personal twerk.
Not twerk for
this. But she drink that Hennessy, honey, before PJ arrives and be. Okay.
Y'all supposed to be.
Ain't got nothing to do with the Underground Railroad and the civil rights and all that. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Are you tired of your umbrellas falling apart when it's heavy or windy or rainy?
Yes.
Well, cry no more, guys, because the Layered Windproof Umbrella got you covered. That's right. It has an innovative reverse folding design, and it can stand vertically for effective draining while closed, and it's available in 5 different colors, black, blue, red, pink, and sky blue.
Ooh, now I like this. So what other features does it have, child?
Well, Gary, what's cool about this umbrella is the wet part is on the inside when folded, preventing dripping, and it opens from the top rather than the bottom, and the ergonomic C-shaped grip placed around your wrist lets you use your hand.
Yo, this is great. How much is it?
Well, Headcrack, hold on to y'all umbrellas, because usually the Swiss Tech double-layer windproof umbrella will cost you $100. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $25.
Yeah. It is raining blessings.
Yes. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, after the break, Courtney Cox's ex is taking full responsibility for one of her biggest mistakes. Heidi and Frank have all the scoop after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So have you ever looked back at an old picture of yourself and looked at your hairstyle and said, what was I thinking?
No, I never have, but people have looked back at old pictures of me and said, what the hell were you thinking?
Really? We'll talk about those doozies, but there's a meme right now online. It's a picture of Courtney Cox with her fringy, what you would call crazy bangs from Scream 3. And it says, if you ever feel like just remember Courtney Cox's hair from Scream 3. Well, David Arquette, her ex-husband and co-star at the time, commented under the pic and said, I have to take the fall for this. I suggested a Betty Page look. It just didn't work. I take full responsibility.
Back in junior high and high school, I had Cox hair at the time. Seriously, same exact haircut.
I've never had
Cox. Take a look.
Okay.
That's my senior picture right there. When my son, who's, you know, 15 years old, saw this picture, he was like, oh, my God, Dad, your hair.
I went through a Oprah phase where whatever Oprah did with her hair, I did big feathered hair.
I've seen women all the time that they always, go ahead and give me bangs, and they always regret it.
Damn. I've screwed myself in the bang department so many times that I haven't had my bangs cut in probably 7 years.
Well, see, I think bangs, you got to have a face for it. And you don't have a bangable face.
New look, same ass.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.